WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
With all the books and computers we have access to these days, knowledge seems almost limitless. But commentator Maureen Corrigan thinks there's a difference between access to information and being passionate about it.
I've read thousands of books, but it depresses me how little I remember of most of them. Sure, I know that Darwin's Origin of Species said something about mutation, and that Plato talked about essence versus existence, but don't ask me the specifics. I sometimes wonder what would happen if all our libraries were destroyed, like the Great Library of Alexandria was in 391 AD. Could any of us recover from our own sluggish memories, the history, science, and literature that we've studied and supposedly know? I can think of three men in the 20th century whose knowledge ran so deep and who felt the need to remember was so crucial that they willed themselves to write scholarly books while they were in exile or imprisoned. For these men, writing was an act of saving civilization, a way to carry on when war and politics threatened to destroy their worlds. Eric Auerbach was a professor of Romance philology who wrote a book called Mimesis in 1936. It's a modest study of the history of representation, a way of seeing how everyday life has been reflected in all of Western art. Lots of scholars consider it one of the most brilliant works of criticism ever. But the story of how Auerbach wrote the book is just as amazing. When the Nazis came to power, Auerbach, who was a Jew, left Germany and escaped to Turkey. He couldn't use the libraries there, so he relied on his memory to cite whole passages of St. Augustine, Dante, and Virginia Woolf. The only hint Auerbach gave about how he wrote his book was in the epilogue, where he apologized for the lack of footnotes. Another man who found himself in Turkey in the 30s was Leon Trotsky. Trotsky was on the run from Stalin's assassins, so he was traveling light, without books or research notes. But in 13 intense weeks in 1932, he wrote his monumental three-volume History of the Russian Revolution. But the person you'd want with you on a desert island, not for romance, but for intellectual stimulation, is Fernand Braudel. Braudel was one of this century's most innovative historians. He expanded the focus of history to include psychology, geography, folklore, as well as the study of kings and wars. He spent years in a Spanish archive jammed with thousands of documents from the 15th and 16th centuries. Braudel used an old movie camera to film the documents. He took around 3,000 shots a day. When he was ready to write his book, World War II began. He joined the French army, was captured by the Germans, and spent the war as a prisoner. Somehow, Braudel wrote his two-volume book, The Mediterranean, in his cell, consulting only his memory. He wrote in school copybooks that he mailed one by one to safety. The Mediterranean was published in 1947, and it remains a landmark study. Writing was possible for these three men because they knew more than just how to retrieve information. They knew how to connect with ideas in their minds and in their hearts.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.